Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. Are you ready for a story in English?
Oh, I am. Hello everyone, my name's Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is story time.
That's right, and our title is, Who is it from? Yes, it's time for a story.
Well, that is why it's called story time, Pauline.
Yeah, I know, Peter. I just am excited. I love stories, and I am curious what this one will be about. The title is interesting.
Well, what do you think the story will be about?
Who is it from? One time I got a present from someone.
A present? That's exciting. Who was it from?
That's just it. I didn't know. The gift was on my desk, so I walked around the office asking who it was from.
So what was the gift?
It was a new coffee cup. I needed one. I couldn't believe it. This person knew I needed one.
You needed one?
Yes, I would always borrow someone else's cup. I often borrowed your coffee cup, Peter, but I still don't know who it was from. That was so nice of them.
Yeah, I know you borrowed my coffee cup all the time. Maybe try and take a guess who gave you that cup.
Oh, it was you! That's so nice, Peter.
You are very welcome, and I hope that you don't borrow my cup again.
Well, it's always fun to get something new, so thanks for the gift, Peter. And now let's go learn some new words. Here's Jack with our keywords today.
Hello, Betsy 有很多的爱好，名词 hobby 就是爱好、嗜好。Betsy has many hobbies. 她和 Karen 两个人都喜欢拍照。Karen 有一台很棒的相机，但是 Betsy 用的是爸爸的旧相机。Betsy uses her father's old camera. 名词 camera 就是照相机。这台旧相机老是出问题，有一天它又故障了。Betsy 沮丧地说 ,What's wrong now? 形容词 wrong 在这里就是有问题、出毛病的。他好想要一台新的相机。有一天 Betsy 收到了一台新的相机，却不知道是谁送给他的。Karen 说 ,That's not important, Karen replies. 动词 reply 是回答的意思。最后 Betsy 对 Karen 说谢谢，谢谢他的礼物。She thanks Karen for the gift. 名词 gift 就是礼物，所以他怎么知道相机是 Karen 送的呢？等一下你要仔细听来找出答案哦。
Betsy has many hobbies, but her favorite hobby is taking photos. She takes photos of many different things. Karen is Betsy's friend. They are in the same class.Karen also likes to take photos. She and Betsy often take photos together. Karen has a nice camera. Betsy uses her father's old camera. It is very old. And it doesn't work sometimes.
In our story today, we meet Betsy and Karen. Who is Betsy?
Betsy is a photographer. Well, at least taking photos is one of her hobbies. Do you have a hobby?
Actually, I have the same hobby. I love taking pictures. What about you, Peter? What's your hobby?
I like to cook at home. I will think of a recipe and make it for my friends.
Well, that's great.Well, Betsy has many hobbies, but her favorite hobby is taking photos. She takes photos of many different things. I think Jack likes taking photos, too. Let's go to him now.
Betsy 很喜欢摄影，各式各样的东西她都拍。She takes photos of many different things. 拍照拍某样东西或是人。英文的说法是 take photos of. 比如说你看到一只狗好可爱想给它拍照要经过主人的同意咯可以问他 Can I take a photo of your dog? 我可以拍你的狗吗或者有人是专门拍人物照的 He takes photos of people 这里的 photo 也可以换成 picture 两个都可以用哦
Thanks Jack So let's talk about these two friendsKaren is Betsy's friend.
A 2017 study
they are in the same class.
One-third of
Karen
the world's
also likes
population
to take photos.
Is overweight
It's
or
nice
considered
to have
obese.
Friends that like the same hobbies as you. Then you can do them together, and you can talk about them.
That's right. Hey, do you have a camera? Do you take photos?
Of course, you know I do. Photography is one of my favorite hobbies.So I have a couple cameras, actually, and I am always taking pictures.
Well, I like to take photos, too, but I usually just use my camera on the phone. So I just bring my phone and can take pictures. I will send them to friends, too. They like them.
That's great. Well, these two friends often take photos together. Karen has a nice camera.Betsy uses her father's old camera. It's very old and it doesn't work sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of bad if your hobby is taking photos and you have a bad camera. Well, let's continue the story. Here's part two.
One day, they are taking photos.
Oh, what's wrong now?
Betsy asks.She looks at the camera.
You need a new camera,
says Karen.
I know, but I don't have enough money,
says Betsy.
Maybe you can sell your old one,
suggests Karen. The camera belongs to Betsy's father, so she can't sell it. They think of other ideas, but no idea is good.
So we first learned about these two friends, Betsy and Karen. They both like taking photos. It is their hobby. They both have cameras.
You can say that, I guess.
Pauline, it doesn't sound like you agree.
Well, they both have cameras, but Betsy uses her father's old camera. It's very old, and it doesn't work sometimes. In other words...She needs a new one.
Yeah, you are right. The camera belongs to Betsy's father. Here is Jack to tell us more about it.
Betsy 所用的相机是她父亲的。The camera belongs to Betsy's father. 动词 belong 有属于的意思。所以句型 something belongs to someone 表示某种东西是属于某人的。比如你想借一本杂志那本杂志是 Tim 的 The magazine belongs to Tim 或者公司规定你在公司所创作的所有作品它的版权都是属于公司的 The copyright belongs to the company 除此之外 belong 还有其他的用法比如你回到家后袜子脱下来丢在沙发上妈妈可能会说 Ah, they don't belong here 表示他们不该摆在这里甚至你加入某一个团队之后感到格格不入觉得自己不适合这个地方也可以说 I don't belong here.
Thanks, Jack. I said this before and I'll say it again. I love story time. Now, let's look at this next sentence. One day they are taking pictures. You can use this time phrase, one day,especially when telling a story.
That's very good, especially for English students. You might need to write a story in class. So one day they are taking photos, but there was something wrong with Betsy's camera.
It wasn't the first time because she says, oh, what's wrong now?
Yes, it sounds like this happens often. She needs a new camera, but she doesn't have enough money.
Ooh, I have an idea. she could sell her old camera and get another.
That's a good idea, but don't you remember? It is her father's camera, so she can't sell it.
Betsy and Karen try to think of other ideas, but no idea is good. Do you have an idea? What do you think, friends?
That's a good question. Think about that and talk to your friends. Make sure to try to use an English sentence or two. But right now, let's take a short break, and we'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. So today we have two friends who like taking photos, but one of them has a bad camera. And if this is your hobby, well, maybe you should get a new one.
Right, but Betsy, our friend in the story, has a problem. She can't get a new one. She doesn't have enough money.
Well, I wonder what she can do. I hope she can get a new camera. Well, let's look at part three together.
One day, Betsy receives a new camera. She is very excited and calls Karen.
Karen, somebody gave me a new camera,
says Betsy.
Who was it?
Asks Karen.
I don't know,
says Betsy.
It's not important,
Karen replies.
You have a new camera now, and it's just like mine.
Betsy smiles and thanks Karen for the gift. How does Betsy know the camera is from Karen?
Oh, look, here we have this great phrase again. One day. So one day, Betsy receives a new camera.
Really? Did she save up some money? Did she sell her dad's old camera?
No, somebody gave her a new camera. She was so excited. She calls Karen.
Well, who was it?
It's not important.
Well, if I gave you a nice camera, would it be important then?
Yes. Oh, no. No, it's not important because that's today's
calendar phrase.
It's not important.
It's not important.
那不重要.
There's a big meeting today.
It's not important.
The boss is giving a report.
It's not important.
The boss wants everyone to attend.
It's not important.
There will be coffee and donuts.
Oh, that's important. I'll be there.
Yeah, me too. Oh.
It's not important.
It's not important.
那不重要.
What a great calendar phrase. It's very, it's not important, okay? Well, anyway, Betsy gets a new camera. Someone gave it to her. But who was it?
Well, Betsy doesn't know. And Karen says it's not important.
I think it is important. This is a nice gift. I mean, it's a camera. That's expensive. Who could it be?
Well, Peter, just think about it. Karen says it's not important. Betsy has a new camera, and it's just like Karen's.
Oh, I get it. That's why Betsy smiles and thanks Karen for the gift.
Friends, do you get it? Betsy calls Karen and tells her she got a new camera, and Karen says it's exactly like hers. How does she know that? Karen didn't see the present, unless it's from Karen.
Very good. Well, friends, try talking about this story at home. Or maybe you can think of a person that you can give a gift.
Well, we always have fun watching stories with you and learning English. We hope you learned some new words today, and we can review some of them together now.
Here's the first key word from today. Hobby. Hobby. Reading is her favorite hobby.
Camera. Camera. Take a photo with your camera.
Wrong. Wrong. There's something wrong with the TV.
Reply. Reply. Please reply to my question.
Gift. Gift. He gave his mother a gift. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our story one more time together.
Betsy has many hobbies, but her favorite hobby is taking photos. She takes photos of many different things. Karen is Betsy's friend. They are in the same class. Karen also likes to take photos. She and Betsy often take photos together. Karen has a nice camera. Betsy uses her father's old camera. It is very old, and it doesn't work sometimes. One day, they are taking photos.
Oh, what's wrong now?
Betsy asks. She looks at the camera.
You need a new camera,
says Karen.
I know, but I don't have enough money,
says Betsy.
Maybe you can sell your old one,
suggests Karen. The camera belongs to Betsy's father, so she can't sell it. They think of other ideas, but no idea is good. One day, Betsy receives a new camera. She is very excited and calls Karen.
Karen, somebody gave me a new camera,
says Betsy.
Who was it?
Asks Karen.
I don't know,
says Betsy.
It's not important,
Karen replies.
You have a new camera now, and it's just like mine.
Betsy smiles and thanks Karen for the gift. How does Betsy know the camera is from Karen?
Guess what, James? I have a new hobby.
Let me guess. Your new hobby is taking photos.
Right. That's my new hobby.
A new hobby with an old camera.
Yeah, this camera is pretty old.
But it takes good pictures, right?
Sometimes, but not always. Something is wrong with it.
Maybe you should buy a new camera.
But I don't have any money.
That's too bad.
James, can I borrow $100?
No.
I know. I'll sell this old camera and buy a new one.
No, you won't.
Why not?
Because that's my camera. You borrowed it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Can I borrow a new one?
No.
Okay, Jess, I'm going out.
Okay, have fun on your date, Zoe.
Thanks.
Hey, that's a nice jacket.
Oh, thanks.
That jacket is just like mine.
Well,
Someone said a super sentence.
Oh, hi, super sentence man.
Hello. Who said that jacket is just like mine?
That would be me. I have a jacket just like the one she's wearing.
Well, the super sentence for today is something is just like mine or yours or his or hers.
Oh,
or...
I have one.
Yes?
Our sofa is just like theirs.
Our sofa is just like theirs. Great. Do you have another one for me?
Sure. My car is just like my mother's.
My car is just like my mother's. Another super sentence. Remember, ladies, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Okay, well, I'll see you later, Jess.
Wait a minute. That jacket is just like mine because it is mine. That's my jacket.
Oh, come on, Jess. Can I please wear it?
No.
It looks so good on me.
Well, Zoe, it does look good on you. Okay, fine.
Yay!
Just ask me next time you want to borrow something of mine. Okay? Okay, bye. Have fun.
Well, friends, what did you think of today's story? I sure liked it. It was a little bit of a mystery, but it was also a great story about friendship.
Yes, that's right. And we can see that these two friends enjoy their hobby, but they enjoy spending time together too. It's great to see a friend give a gift to another friend so that they can enjoy their hobby together.
I think it's especially just amazing that Karen would give her own camera to her friend Betsy, even though she likes to take pictures too. What a good friend.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed the story, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.